today and talking pickleball. He is the vice president on the board for the Star Valley Ranch Pickleball. That's Thomas Morris. Thomas, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate you taking a few minutes, Thomas, and explaining to us this whole thing. This thing has caught like wildfire when it comes to pickleball. Tell us some of the process of how it's grown at Star Valley Ranch and why you think it's so darn accessible.
Well, it's such a fun sport. It's a kind of a combination between badminton, ping pong, and tennis. Very addictive. People think, oh, it's pickleball. That's a crazy name. But once you start it, it's really addictive, and people have grown tremendously since 1965 when it was first invented out in Washington. But we started here with the club probably about 10 years ago in 2012, I think, when we first started. We converted some old tennis courts, which is typically what's been going on mostly, is how it started with converting old unused tennis courts to pickleball courts. The courts are smaller than a standard pickleball court, so a lot of people like it because it's a little easier on the older people's joints and whatnot. You don't have to run as far to get a ball. So it's really become now it's more of a quick and fast-paced competitive game that a lot of the tennis players are converting to. They seem to like it a lot.
You know, Thomas,
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you talked about, the converting tennis courts. I don't know when the last time was I saw someone actually out on a tennis court playing tennis. It's just, it's been interesting to see how that sport's kind of gone down and pickleball's really picked up. And it's not just kind of casual play. It's kind of become pretty competitive, and it's been fun to watch that grow.
It's definitely become competitive. There are several leagues, if you want to call them leagues, that are professional tennis or pickleball players now that travel throughout the country and play on basically a circuit of different tournaments throughout. We actually have a sanctioned tournament coming up here in the last of July, which is our normal big fundraiser tournament for our pickleball club. It's a 3-day event coming up in July 26th, the first day that we use to raise money. But there's a tremendous amount of people that travel a long distance and go from place to place just to play pickleball.
Thomas, tell us more about the local the local chapter, the local circuit that you have at Star Valley Ranch, because this is going on. Is it going every day? Is there a league?
We do play every day. We have open play every morning from 8 o'clock until 12 o'clock, and then anybody can play after 12 o'clock. The courts are accessible. We just kind of reserve the courts for our members and our guests that want to come to play. We do have memberships available at the club. We've got, I think there were 230 annual members last year, with a tremendous amount of transient people. This is still an RV park, and we get people that do travel through the park. And even in the outside community of Star Valley, we get people from the valley that come up that are traveling also that want to play just for a day or a week, and, we welcome them.
Yeah, that was my next question, Thomas, is how involved do you have to be involved? And it sounds like you could do everything from just go play once in a while for an hour or two on a morning to actually be part of the competitive side of it.
Right. That's one good thing about pickleball, is it's very easy to get into for new people that have never tried it, that want to try it. Anywhere we travel in the RV, anywhere we go in the country, people just, all you got to do is show up and say, hey, I've never played pickleball, will you show me how to play? And there's usually people that are more than willing to say, certainly, everybody started brand new at some time, and it's really a community of people that want to help other new members get in exposure, and we're more than welcome to try to help new people in the community start. So, I mean, a lot of people see it on Facebook or on YouTube channels. There's a tremendous amount of videos on how to play pickleball, what is pickleball, on YouTube and Facebook also.
Thomas, you talk about the accessibility. It seems like it's kind of a game that's easier to pick up. But the one thing that really kind of stands out to me is there's this camaraderie between people who play and people who might be interested. And especially in a situation like you said, where people are on vacation or they're in a second home or they're in an RV, they're making new friends. They're making new friends through this sport. Isn't that right?
Thomas,
yeah, different venues or RV parks wherever we go. It's easy to get into, and they're more than welcoming. You can play competitively or you can play socially. You know, just to show up and play and have a social morning.
Thomas Morris, he's the vice president on the board of directors for pickleball at Star Valley Ranch. Thomas, appreciate your time, appreciate your info. I guess just the final question is, if someone wants to get involved, is it just to show up and play? Do they need to make contact first? How does that work?
You can certainly show up and play. Like I said, we're available every morning from 8 until 12. We do have a pickleball website. It's called Star Valley. pickleball.plus, or on Facebook. We're also on Star Valley Pickleball Club on Facebook. You can also contact me. I'll be more than happy to give any information I can to anybody. And I'm on Facebook also. So.
That's Thomas Morris talking pickleball with Star Valley Ranch. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.